So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So this April, San Antonio was voted or ranked as one of the top five friendliest cities in America by something called Homes.com. See, he gets it. And first of all, those polls are usually bullshit. They're created by whatever, like, startup or rideshare or real estate company made them, and that's what they use to market themselves. Because, of course, news media companies like myself and others pick them up and we put them online. But San Antonians puffed their chests. They clapped. They smiled broadly. They patted themselves on the back. Of course we're the friendliest. Yes. Have you been to the Alamo yet? Have you had, you know, have you been by Market Square? Have you tried all of the 19 restaurants at the Pearl? Have you had the puffy tacos at insert your favorite Tex-Mex restaurant name here? But for 18-year-old Valley transplant me, San Antonio was anything but friendly. You see, I moved here to get a taste for the big city, big, because I'm from Bronzeville, and, oh, nice, Valley. You'll get this. This is my audience right here. Back then, Bronzeville, or now, Bronzeville is synonymous with immigration and family separation, and I left it in 2004 when, you know, there was 164,000 people, and 163,000 of them looked just like me. They were mi gente, they spoke my language, they didn't have to pay for lunch or breakfast at school, they knew their way around a flea market, or like we call them, pulgas, because we didn't really get a Target until the mid-2000s. And most of them were first or second generation immigrants, like me and my family, and they still made almost weekly visits to Across El Puente. Some of us got our braces done there. So when I left, I wanted to experience it all. I mean, I wanted to make my mark. But have you heard the phrase, small fish, big pond? I was a guppy in like every sense of the word. I started UTCA that fall, and I made a handful of friends, but I mostly stuck to what I knew. And if you've ever been to the main campus, it's suburban at best. It didn't help that I didn't have a car, so no exploring, because I wasn't going to get on the Via and get lost for an hour and a half. And UTSA was very much so a commuter campus, and I don't know if it still is, but back then, we used to do this fun thing where everyone fought Hunger Games style for that sweet, sweet parking space, like a mile away from your next class. And then on the way back, someone would follow you creeping slowly. We called it sharking. There wasn't a group of friends like hanging out at the UC. The football team, Go Runners, they didn't do so hot this year, so, or this season. They were but a glimmer in the school administration's eyes. And so when I did start making friends, I kind of stuck out. I didn't really blend in with the good portion of the sorority set that was made up of like blonde, blue-eyed people. I spoke fluent Spanish at the time, and it turns out I had an accent that I was unaware of. So that was different. And that's what we spoke at home. Like, Spanish was the minute I got inside the house. I still can't speak to my mom in English. So it wasn't easy. I still did that Valley Girl thing. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? The tongue click. And then even then, when I finally got wheels, there was no way I was gonna go inside. Well, I wasn't gonna go on the highway for sure. There was no way I was gonna go inside 410. I didn't really understand, like, coming from a one highway town. So 410, I-10, I-35, 1604, 281, 151, 90. Like, what? And honestly, I don't think most San Antonians get it either. I need to speed it up. So eventually, in my third year, I had switched my major, as one does, and I decided I wanted to be a journalist. And as a little young reporter, I was learning stories across campus. And when my assignments and my internships and later my jobs brought me downtown, I started to learn a whole new San Anto that I'm still getting to know now. I learned about Fiesta, which I didn't understand cascarones or medals. I had my first puffy taco. Has everyone had one? From Ray's, of course, on 19th Street. And I learned more about the city. I learned about its neighbors, about its traditions, about its fabrics. And with it, though, so with my alienness through storytelling, I was supposed to like blend in and absorb and document and report back. But when you come down here, you have a whole new set of people that you have to blend in with. And I think that was a harder portion for me. It was culture shock. It was the puro vetting process, or as my friend puts it, the puro pissing contest. So for those unfamiliar, puro is like a sense of ownership, a sense of place. And here it means knowing everything in and out about San Anto, which I didn't. And trying to cover that new part of the city was difficult. It was like A.B. Quintanilla or Edward James Olmos says in the Selena movie, being Mexican-American is hard. You have to be twice as perfect as everyone else. You have to be more Mexican than the Mexicans, and you gotta prove to the Americans how American you are at the same time. And it's, sorry guys. It's exhausting. And so in San Anto, I had to prove how Mexican I was, how American I was, and how puro I was, all while losing parts of my native tongue and losing my connection with the border. So in San Anto, my Spanish has faded, and because I have so few people to practice it with. Sylvia's one of them, though. And now I struggle for words with my parents on the phone. But I have papel picado at the house, and I wear embroidered shirts. I didn't go to Fox Tech or Brack or Harlandale or Jeff, but I probably watched the same telenovelas they did growing up. Yay, novelas. Excuse me, I told him I needed water. I now have a hot Cheetos complex, which means that as a food writer, gets it. I know that they're not good for me, they're not entirely nutritious in the least, but I'm still gonna drown them in Cheetos, like Rico's cheese. Yeah, when no one's around. But like other valley or border town natives, I still long for quote unquote real tacos. You know, the ones that come in like a half dozen and they're piled high with queso fresco? She knows. Yes, último taco, they came to San Antonio. Anyway, sorry, I digress. Or the gas station tacos from Stripes that fueled half of my high school shenanigans. And like other, I'm still kind of an alien on purpose now, but I'm documenting the food in San Antonio that's so quickly changing. We're not just Tex-Mex anymore. And I'm trying to make those alien or exotic ingredients not so, because they're not. So ni de aquí, ni de allá, ni de Bronzeville, but I can at least point you in the direction of Market Square and tell you where to go eat a puffy taco.